Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall begin our broadcast with an article entitled The Maiden, Between the Virgin and the Woman. Here we shall discuss remedies recommended for reawakening the spark and restoring erotic pleasure in a relationship. We shall also talk about the importance of communication and certain fears that young women have. Join us and learn step by step how to become a more sensual woman and bring harmony back into your relationship. The next article we'll be dealing with is simply entitled The 16-Year-Old Girl. Without spoiling it too much, I can say that it is an interesting short story about the thoughts and emotions of an innocent 16-year-old girl on the way to becoming a woman. Afterwards, we shall be dealing with an article entitled Tripura Sundari, Part 1. The essence of beauty is God. From an etymological point of view, Tri means three and Pura means city or citadel. Thus, Tripura may have been translated as the one comprising all three citadels, referring to the three worlds or gigantic spheres of God's creation, the physical world, the astral world, and the causal world. Due to the perfect likeness between the structure of the human microcosmos and the macrocosmos, these three citadels are usually associated to the three bodies of the human being, the physical body, the astral body, and the causal body. Furthermore, this grandiose manifestation of the great cosmic power Tripura Sundari also refers to the three fundamental states of the human being, the state of awakening, the state of sleep with dreams, and the state of deep sleep without dreams, symbolized in Tantrism as the light of the fire, of the moon, and of the sun. We shall then continue our broadcast with yet another article about Tripura Sundari. The pure mind mirrors the truth. In order to resonate with this euphoric state of perception produced by beauty, we need to eliminate any preconceived ideas about what we know or what we can remember. In other words, we truly need to cleanse our mind so that the magnificent and glorious light of the Divine Self can reflect itself. If we do not fulfill this condition, the residues of our thoughts and emotions will obstruct, as dark lens do, the divine beauty that surrounds us. Essentially speaking, Tripura Sundari represents the supreme beauty of pure perception that appears when we are capable of seeing, inside of our being, the whole manifestation as a direct reflection of God's consciousness. In conclusion, we shall perform a meditation of communion with the great cosmic force of divine beauty, known as Tripura Sundari.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris.
The Maidenhead, between virgin and woman. Any virgin feels a certain emotion when her intimate organs are touched. This is not equivalent to the fright of being penetrated. Love is like a red-letter day, and the beginning has its own mystery. Sometimes, however, an act that can be magical leaves a grievous memory. There are women for whom making love is a torture because of the state of distress they felt at their first sexual contact. But the fear a virgin feels when thinking of being deflowered is rather based on prejudices about sexuality than on reality itself. Let's see together the causes and the solutions of this problem. Question. Many girls are afraid of the first time. Is there a fright of being penetrated? Answer. Unfortunately, there is. Usually, it is because of the fact that girls are not familiar with their own body and because there are frequent cases when their lovers are also not too experienced. The fear a girl can feel when thinking about being penetrated is based rather on prejudices about sexuality than on reality itself. The bleeding is not too abundant when the hymen is broken, but many think that the hymen, the thin membrane that covers the vaginal orifice, is a great obstacle in the way of penetration. From a strictly anatomical point of view, this is not a dramatic, painful, or bloody event. because the hymen is elastic enough to stretch without breaking. And even if it breaks, it is so thin that it seldom causes pain. On the other hand, in this region, the vascular irrigation is reduced. In very rare cases, the hymen is very resistant, making penetration difficult, especially when the woman begins her sexual life later. The later a woman starts her sexual life, the less elastic her hymen is. This region is responsive to pressure, especially to that exerted by the penis, which gives birth to sensations of pleasure. Question: is the absence of the hymen equivalent to the loss of virginity? Answer: not always. If during the first sexual contact the young woman doesn't bleed, this doesn't mean that she wasn't a virgin. The structure of the hymen is different from a woman to another. It can break or stretch very easily, so that it is hard to tell, even for a physician, whether the respective woman is a virgin or not. In fact, except for some rare cases, the hymen is already partially pierced. There is an orifice through which the menstrual blood is eliminated. Some performance sportsmen may even have the hymen membrane totally broken, only because of the ample movements they make. A young girl's orifice has a one-finger diameter. The use of the vaginal swab leads to its enlargement, and the hymen may break much before the first sexual contact. Question: are there some symptoms of the fright of penetration? Answer: yes, these symptoms do exist. In most cases, the insufficient lubrication of the vagina is what makes the penetration difficult and painful. Fortunately, the situation can be easily remedied. An easy solution is the use of a lubricant bought from any pharmacy. A natural one is indicated, though even saliva can be used for these purposes. There are some rare cases when the fright of penetration can cause an automatic and spontaneous contraction of the vagina. This phenomenon is called vaginismus, and it cannot be controlled by the woman, and it makes sexual contact impossible. The woman who suffers from vaginismus cannot stand to be even examined by the gynecologist. This anomaly is often the consequence of a repressive education, which causes a feeling of guilt in connection with sexuality. In other cases, it may be caused by some traumatic and painful experiences in the past. Question: how can a woman recover from vaginismus? Answer: it is absolutely necessary that the woman who suffers from vaginismus see a gynecologist. He will establish whether the cause of vaginismus is pathological, like an infection or a congenital malformation, or not. If the cause is of a psychological nature, the woman can see a sexology specialist. Discussion and relaxation exercises are efficient in about 80% of these cases. The vagina is an elastic organ which dilates in order to receive the erect penis of a man. Question: what remedies are recommended for awakening the erotic pleasure? It is the daily rhythm and the absence of communication between parents and children that increase the number of girls with sexual problems. Some methods of harmonization should be used, as any erotic unfulfillment may influence in a negative way a woman's whole life. Let's take these first steps. The first steps in becoming a sensual woman. Start with a warm bath or relax for 15 minutes. Then, within the intimacy of your room or in the bath, make these 7 gestures that will open you sexually. With the help of a mirror, examine attentively your genital organs, and then separate the labia in order to observe better the vaginal orifice. Touch the entrance into the vagina with the help of a finger, the index, for example. Moisten the finger and introduce its tip into the vagina. Bend forward. Get used to the new sensation for some minutes. Now push the finger deeper into the vagina, bending continuously. If you feel that the muscles of the vagina contract, stop. Try to contract them consciously around the finger, then relax them again. Do this exercise for a few times in order to check your control over the vaginal muscles. Thus, your anguish will disappear. Repeat the exercise 4 or 5 times, deepening the finger gradually into the vagina. Whenever you feel any sensation of discomfort, breathe deeply. Now you can introduce 2 fingers, but be sure to lubricate abundantly the vagina. Do this progressively. Every time you resume this exercise, introduce the fingers deeper and deeper. Practicing these methods daily for at least 20 days, you will be able to amplify your sensuality and to have some successful amorous experiences. Sixteen is the age at which the thought of unknown embraces makes one tremble. She was the living embodiment of innocence. For her, lovemaking was merely a mysterious reflection of an unconscious, impalpable attraction that she used to feel around some men. She was aware that it was more than she imagined, more than she knew, more than she felt at the moment, an inexhaustible world of desires and passion to which she did not have access yet. She decided on several occasions to take over the fascinating realm of Eros, but she had to face an instinctual doubt in the middle of which she lost all her courage. Andros had his back turned to her. She could distinguish the contours of his body in the dim light of the lamp. His presence made her feel unbelievably pleasant sensations. This time, she had made up her mind. All the way. He was the first man that made her feel the irresistible call of love. She had read about it, but she never thought it would be so intense. She felt the warm pulsation of her own body, and her legs were excited by the soft touch of the sofa. Her entire body became a murmur of voluptuousness. She knew nothing of the secrets of lovemaking, yet she inferred that this anxiousness of the pleasures awaiting her, this fire of anticipated pleasures and caresses, was just the starting point in the supreme game of passion. He touched her round knees and looked into her soft eyes. Then he pulled her over to him, an embrace. And then they fell onto the bed, 2 bodies coming together as 1 kiss. He touched her with the tips of his fingers, and touched her more and more, as she almost begged for more and more. Her body vibrated with pleasure, and she felt herself being taken away in a whirl of sensations. The caress went up under her blouse, touched her firm breasts, careful not to miss 1 spot, 1 place. Her breasts responded with due measure, as they were careful not to miss even 1 divine caress. He slowly explored the softness of her arms, the arch of her thighs, the soft curve of her hips. At one point, she felt a passionate thrill all over her body. Andros read her ardent desire in her eyes, and she was happy. There was no going back. She placed herself in his arms, and he, in tempestuous adoration, placed his lips on her trembling breast and contoured it with his lips and tongue, first slowly, then faster and faster. She loved this dialogue of their bodies. But beyond the amazing pleasure caused by this inventive man, she felt a tremendous need to also be the cause of pleasure for him. She turned her waist, arching her body, and offering him a new horizon of voluptuousness.
She felt she was an initiate in the art of lovemaking. She had the talent. Now, as any other artist, she sought the perfection of her art. She put her lips on his ear, giving her tongue the movements of a butterfly's wing. Her deep moans were calling for his whispers of love. She succeeded. She succeeded in imposing the rhythm she desired. She has already learned the rite of intensifying pleasure. She was just like a perfect mistress, careful to offer pleasure, ready to go all the way. She has transformed into a flame, dissolved into a vibration that seems ready to start an earthquake or maybe a storm. All of a sudden, she became fully aware of the presence of his vigorous nude body. Her fantasies were now left behind. She was right in the middle of the most objective, limpid reality she had ever experienced. She was waiting. She was waiting for him. He slipped his arm underneath her waist in a close grip and entered her. She began to move. She felt like a bread breaking on the altar of love. His erect penis was penetrating her deeper and deeper in a continual embrace. She felt a shiver all over her body. First, a sharp pain that almost cut her in two. Then, without warning, she was taken over by a sensation that she had never experienced before. It was as if a wave of pleasure was passing over her, from head to toe and from toes to head, at its own will. It was an ecstatic pleasure full of mystery. She felt nothing human anymore. No human pleasure or pain. Only a delicious mixture of sensations that transported her into a mysterious realm. They were so closely united, moving ecstatically in the same rhythm. They were contemplating each other, moving, connected by their pleasure. The same light was radiating from their faces, like a scene grabbed from eternity. The essence of beauty is God. The third great cosmic power is known under the name of Tripura Sundari, or Srividya Tripura. The goddess manifests, generally speaking, three fundamental aspects of divinity that may be extended to the level of the whole creation. Moreover, in the tantric tradition, there are many other forms of reuniting three aspects into one, such as Trishakti, referring to the three fundamental energies of God in manifestation, Icha Shakti, the energy of will, Jnana Shakti, the energy of knowledge, and Kriya Shakti, the energy of action, and Trilingam, referring to the three aspects of the universal Lingam, which are Svayambhu Lingam, Bana Lingam, and Itara Lingam. From an etymological point of view, Tri means three, and Pura means city or citadel. Thus, Tripura may be translated as the one comprising all three citadels. The reference here is to the three worlds or gigantic spheres of God's creation, the physical world, the astral world, and the causal world. Due to the perfect homologation between the structure of the human microcosm and the macrocosm, these three citadels are usually associated with the three bodies of the human being, the physical body, the astral body, and the causal body. From a different perspective, the significance is that of the goddess's sovereignty over matter, energy, and thought at the level of all creation. Moreover, this grand manifestation of the great cosmic power Tripura Sundari also refers to the three fundamental states of the human being: the state of awakening, the state of sleep with dreams, and the state of deep sleep without dreams, symbolized in Tantra as the light of the fire, of the moon, and of the sun. Consequently, Tripura Sundari is the bright, giant sphere of divine consciousness that pervades all experiences of the three worlds of creation, but at the same time transcends them completely. The first city, citadel of the goddess, is the state of awakening, in which the human being experiences various states of spirit, mainly through the five senses. In this case, the tantric tradition asserts that the location of the individual consciousness is at the level of the right eye, or in the area of the forehead, in between the eyebrows. The goddess's second city, citadel, is the state of sleep with dreams, associated to the level of Vishuddha chakra, in which the individual consciousness is centered in the mind. The goddess's third city citadel is suggested by the state of sleep, deep sleep without dreams, associated to the level of Anahata chakra, in which the individual consciousness becomes united with its divine nature. As the sovereign goddess of these three principal states of consciousness, Tripura Sundari represents, at the same time, the fourth state of consciousness, Turiya, which transcends all the other three, and which is associated to the state of ecstasy, samadhi, and spiritual freedom. Transfiguration is the magic key. In tantric vision, and from the point of view of universal principles, it is said that the feminine principle represents God's manifestation in the aspect of names and forms, while the masculine principle signifies the transcendent aspect of God. Therefore, the feminine nature is always associated with beauty. We may justly ask ourselves, where can one find supreme beauty? The tantric teachings are just to seek this beauty inside of ourselves, because exterior beauty can only reflect or mirror for a few moments the ineffable inner beauty which transcends all forms. From a literary point of view, Sundari means beauty, and this great cosmic power's worship represents, in fact, the following of the path of beauty and ecstatic bliss through manifestation to the Divine Absolute. On the level of the ordinary conception of the world, we imagine beauty as implying the perfection and harmony of the exterior outer forms, as is the case of a beautiful woman or a gorgeous flower. However, regardless of their beauty, if we analyze them closer, we will discover certain less appealing aspects. Moreover, as a direct consequence of our lifetime experience, we all know that beauty of form will eventually fade and even disappear, sometimes even very quickly. This happens because the form may embody an amazing beauty for a while, but nonetheless, beauty is and means much more than any form. At the supreme level, genuine beauty is eternal, and it is reflected only to a certain degree in the changing forms of things and beings of the universe. From this point of view, Tripura Sundari represents much more than the formal beauty, which is mainly the attribute of Kamalatmika, the 10th great cosmic power. Tripura Sundari is the very indescribable beauty of the perception of divine perfection. This is the reason why beauty should never be considered as inherent to objects, as it appears from the unveiling of the light of divine consciousness that irradiates from every single thing.
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I am your host, Valentino. Tripura Sundari. Part 2. The pure mind mirrors the truth. In order to resonate with this euphoric state of perception produced by beauty, we need to eliminate any preconceived ideas about what we know or what we can remember. In other words, we truly need to cleanse our mind so that the magnificent and glorious light of the divine self can reflect itself. If we do not fulfill this condition, the residues of our thoughts and emotions will obstruct, as a dark lens does, the divine beauty that surrounds us. Essentially speaking, Tripura Sundari represents the supreme beauty of pure perception that appears when we are capable of seeing, of envisaging inside of our being the whole manifestation as a direct reflection of God's consciousness. Thus, the great goddess appears to us as the beauty of the whole creation. But this perception is performed in terms of the indestructible divine unity, in the sense that the whole macrocosmos is Brahman, or the Heavenly Father, and that there is nothing outside his consciousness. Therefore, the ardent worship of the great cosmic power Tripura Sundari is one of the shortest and most secure paths towards the revelation of the Divine Self. When the mind is saturated with this divine knowledge, it will easily find total satisfaction in whatever we do. Our perception is then transfigured, and we find joy and happiness in all that we do, even in the most common and apparently insignificant gestures and actions. We are now free from any conception of time, space, size, distance, and so on. Then, any perception reveals God's eternal and compassionate presence, and thus, any perception becomes a kind of small universe in itself, allowing us to intuitively know the uniqueness of the divine consciousness in the appearance of the myriads of forms in manifestation. The world is a game. Tripura Sundari is also known as Lalita, the one who plays. The Hindu spiritual tradition asserts that the whole creation is in fact a beautiful, charming game or play of the Divine Mother, to which we as human beings are concerned are merely transient individualities in a mother's gigantic game. And in order to become free from this illusion, we need to understand which is the primordial source of power and energy that moves around it. Our pain and suffering are mere illusions. They are a direct consequence of the false knowledge rooted in ignorance and a manifestation of the ego. This is relatively simple because we stubbornly and obstinately tend to control our happiness, or we tend to own it from the point of view of a separate and false self. We practically split ourselves from the genuine spiritual bliss that should be ours. As an accurate and pure image of this bliss, Lalita shows us the way to come out of this situation, that we need not deny happiness but discover it inside ourselves. Lalita awakens the receptive soul to divine happiness, saturating every single thing that exists in the universe. Lalita is also known as the deity presiding over the Sri Yantra, the yantra that is at the base of the whole universe and that originated in the subtle universal sound, Pranava. Lalita is considered as the most beautiful of deities and represents the supreme ecstatic bliss as the source of any other wonderful perceptions. Tradition says that she is located on the peak of Mount Meru, the so-called cosmic mountain, sustaining and leading movement and action in the whole universe. In the microcosmos of our being, Mount Meru is associated with Sushumna Nadi. She also represents the endless divine love, which is in fact the central essential force motivating the existence of the macrocosmos, and at the same time the initial impulse. She also represents the endless divine love, which is in fact the central essential force motivating the existence of the macrocosmos, and at the same time the initial impulse towards spiritual freedom. Love is the gate to her heart. Tripura Sundari is also named Rajarareshwari, or the governess of the whole creation, because she gives the orders of ruling the macrocosmos. Therefore, it is important that we think of her and that we invoke her grace whenever we are facing a difficult decision in life. However, her orders are not based on authority but on the respect for free will of each human being, and they are also charged with endless divine love. Consequently, all we need to do in order to receive her grace is to open up our hearts with sincerity, to the love she offers us unconditionally. However, to deeply understand her way of action in the universe, we need to eliminate our selfish desires and to love in a transfiguring manner everything around us. According to tantric teachings, beauty and ecstatic bliss represent the fundamental energy of the universe, and the game, or the play, is the nature of any existing thing in the universe. Knowing all of this, the path towards spiritual freedom and towards obtaining real happiness and fulfillment becomes easier. This is the spiritual key offered to us by the great cosmic power Tripura Sundari.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of love, beauty, and harmony, Tripura Sundari. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of love, beauty, and harmony, Tripura Sundari. Let us begin. Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.